Well, today is All Saints Day, where we remember and commemorate all the saints, those known and those unknown, those known only to God Himself. The first couple verses from today's gospel lesson come from Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 and 33. Let me read this. Therefore, everyone, whoever shall confess me before men, I also shall confess him before my God, the Father, who is in heaven. But whoever might deny me before men, I also shall deny him before my Father, who is in heaven. Well, the word there, confess, homologein, is a Greek word. It means to confess, to admit, to declare, to say plainly, to promise, even give thanks or praise. Now, we have the sacrament of confession where we admit our sins before God, the Father, our Lord Christ, the Holy Spirit, and we are forgiven of those sins. Also, there's that word confessor. And I want to talk about these saints. They're not the martyrs. Now, in the epistle to the Hebrews that we read today, we heard of those who faced torture and persecution, yet did not deny Christ. They're not martyrs, they're confessors. Again, they are those who have suffered persecution, harsh treatment, imprisonment, and even torture. But in the midst of those hardships, those tortures, those persecutions, they did not deny Christ. They confessed Christ, even in the midst of their trouble. Now, we want to avoid such persecutions. We even pray for it. In our great litany, it says, "For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord." Again, we don't want to have a political climate of persecution, because its climates of persecution, intolerance, may cause us to fail, may cause us to deny our Lord. So we do want to pray for peaceful times and the well-being and peaceful minds of our leaders, that they may not turn against us. Though we pray for that overt trials and persecutions may not come our way, yet small trials, let's be honest, small trials, small troubles, maybe even small persecutions might come our way. They may even come daily. And these small trials and persecutions and troubles may come from our family. After all, family is hard. They may come at work. They may come in traffic. They may come in the marketplace while we're shopping. When such small trials come our way, let us ask ourselves, how do we respond? Do we respond with anger? Do we respond with frustration? Do we respond with pettiness? Do we respond with harsh words? Well, if we do, then we are denying our Lord, and we're not confessing Him. So where do those denials come from? They come from the corruption that lies still within us, because we're battling that. But be of good cheer, because we are in Christ, and Christ is in us. His life is in us. His light is in us. And they are to prevail over the corruption that lies within us. Now, when we come to those small persecutions, those trials that come our way, we have a choice. We have a choice each and every time. We may bless. We may pray. We may give thanks for those trials and persecutions. We may be sons and daughters of the peace of God in those situations. When we do those things, when we bless, when we pray, when we bring peace, in these common daily situations, then we are confessing Christ. We're demonstrating who he is and what he is like and why he came into this world. But of course, if we react with anger, we are denying. Confess in confession. Now, God knows our frame and remembers that we are dust. So he has given us the sacrament of confession, admission. And when we come to that sacrament, we are restored. We are renewed. Those words are taken to the cross and are destroyed. We also are strengthened and are given greater life and greater union, greater strength when we come to the body and blood of Christ in the sacrament of the Eucharist. There we receive cleansing. There we receive forgiveness. There we receive his light in life. There we receive his victory over the corruption and sin that resides still within us, that we are still struggling with. So, let me conclude with the words of St. Paul. This is from his first letter to the Thessalonians. And you've heard me repeat these verses over and over again, and you probably think I'm a stuck record, but I try to live by them. Do not repay evil for evil, but always pursue the good, both for one another and for all. Rejoice always. Pray constantly. Give thanks in all things, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Let us live by that. But let us also remember these words from almost every litany's conclusion. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by your grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.